So we know that we have the great sechus this week to start the parshios concerning the Mishkan. Truma Tetzava and then Vayakel Pekudei deal extensively with the details of the creation of the structure of the Mishkan, the kelim of the Mishkan, the utensils, and then again the big day kahuna. So the parsha begins with a simple phrase, but yet a phrase which is so dramatic in that it is interpreted in so many different ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikchu li truma." Speak to the Jewish people, and you will take for me a truma. So you'll take for me a truma. You'll go out and you'll take for me. We normally translate it as a gift, right, or a separation. Tell the people to separate from their wealth and ultimately give it to me for the creation and the fabrication of the Mishkan. So there is a magnificent insight by the Kutzker. The Kutzker says as follows. He says the lashon of truma we normally translate ultimately as a gift. As a gift, Uncle says, "Lisparshun." As a gift, excuse me, as a gift, matana, or a separation. The idea is, I'm taking something from me and I'm giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the truth is, we know that the shoresh of truma is really the same notion of laharim, to lift up. To lift up. True means to lift up. So again, on a base level, it can mean my money is with me. I'm lifting it up and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Kutzker says something amazing. Because it will say, you know, I mentioned this in the Rabbi Nachman Shir, you know that the great struggle with these parshios, I mean, we're amongst friends, so we could be honest. No one really looks forward to Truma Tetzave Vayakel Pekudei. Let's be honest. No one really looks forward to it. Like even the Cheta Egel in Kisisa is like a welcome reprieve, right? Oh, Cheta Egel. You know, it's like, meaning why? Because the truth is, we see these parshios, and okay, it's Torah, so therefore I have to learn it. But these details have nothing to do with me. These details have nothing to do with, remember again, there will never be a Mishkan again. There'll be a Bayis Shish, there'll be a third base on Hikdash, but never again will there be a Mishkan. So we'll say, what do I do with all of these details? That's how the Svarim explain that in every single one of these details, Rabbi said, there are life lessons for us to learn that apply contemporarily as well. So the Kutzker says something amazing. He says, V'yikchu li truma doesn't just mean separate out from me money to build a Mishkan. He says, truma is lashon harama. In life, what's the goal? The goal is to lift ourselves up. The goal is to give truma of ourselves. The goal is aliyah. The goal is to grow. The goal is to ascend. How do I do that? How do I grow? He's asking a general life question. We all want growth. Even those of us who don't yet know that we want growth, we all want growth. There's no such thing as a Jew who doesn't want to grow. There's no such thing as an neshama that doesn't want aliyah. So ultimately, again, how do we grow? So the Kutzker says something amazing. He says it comes not from the word truma, but it comes from the word vayikhu. He says, lashon kicha b'chinas mekach. He says, vayikhu kicha, lashon of mekach. Mekach means what, Rabbi Osai? A purchase or a business transaction. Get ready for this. He says, you can learn about spiritual growth from business. How so? Bal esek, eneno poresh mi isko, impam eneno matzliach basakov. Rabbi Osai, every single businessman knows that if you want to be successful in business, there's one thing that's clear, which is what? You have to be prepared to fail. Inevitably, some deal is going to go bad. Some deal is going to go south. Something is going to fail. But what does the businessman know? He also knows that after your first failed venture, you can't close up shop. You can't close up shop because if you close up shop after the first failed venture, then what? Then, of course, again, you're not going to make any money. So every businessman knows you have to be prepared to fail. And in the wake of that failure, you have to begin to rebuild yourself. Yodehu, im yafsik b'masu maton, yismotit kulu. Because we'll say one thing is clear, which is if after you fail, you stop building your business, one thing is clear, which is what? You will be poor. You will be poor. At the end of the day, remember, if I don't work on the business at all, of course the business will not thrive. He says something amazing. I will say, what's true in the business world is true in the realm of spirituality as well. If you're not successful, even for a number of times, I will say the goal is to keep on trying. Just like in business, one bad deal, you don't close up shop, right? You recognize that failure is par for the course. I will say it is the same that is true in spiritual growth as well. In spiritual growth, I will say failure is par for the course. And the challenge of life is sometimes we fail and we stay down. Sometimes we fail and we give up. Sometimes we fail and we simply throw in the towel in the realm of Ruchnius. I'm never going to amount to anything, says the Kotzker. Just like there are things in the business world that you can learn from spirituality, there are things in this world of spirituality that you could learn from the business world as well. Just like in business, if you fail, you have to learn from your failure, pick yourself back up. So in the world of spirituality, you have to learn from your failures. Don't chas v'shalom stay down. Just pick yourself back up. Well, so listen, the Kotzker says, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Truma. All of us want an aliyah. All of us want the harama. All of us want to go ahead and lift ourselves up. So what's the key? What's the secret? The yikhuli truma. If you take an approach of mekachu memkar, if you take the business approach to spirituality, then in the wake of failure, don't close up shop, don't shutter the window, don't shutter the store, but go ahead and figure out what can I learn from this failure and how can I grow from this failure? The same thing Rabbi says is true in the realm of ruchnius. In spirituality, there is no one among us who has the ability to live on a constant high. There is no one among us, Rabbi Say, who has the ability to always go ahead and be spiritually perfect. There's none of us who have the ability to be constantly and consistently plugged in. There are valleys, and there are peaks in the realm of Ruchnius. Rabbi Say, sometimes when we get into a valley, you know what happens? We stay there. We stay there because we tell ourselves, oh, look how far I've fallen. There's no way I can ever get myself out. Rabbi Say, we would never take that approach in our parnasa. Because if we would take that approach in our parnasa, we wouldn't be able to sustain our families. In our parnasa, we realize that even if I'm in a valley, I got to fight my way out and rise back up to the peak. If it's true in my parnasa, it's true in my ruchnius, as the Rabbi say. Even in the midst of failure, and even when I find myself, Rabbi say, at a very low point, v'yikhuli truma, I have to figure out how to raise myself up back again. In the face of failure, I need to learn from the failure and figure back out how to get back to my peak. If I want the truma in life, if I want harama, if I want growth, if I want aliyah, I have to accept the mindset of mekachu memkar. Apparently, to be a successful Jew, you also have to learn the art of being a successful businessman. And so when we encounter failure, Rabbi Osai, the same way hopefully we rebuild ourselves financially, we should be zocheh meretzon to find the koach to rebuild ourselves spiritually as well.